Okay, today Bezer Shem, we're continuing in Maseches Nedarim in the sixth parak, and today we are up to Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So what happens if you have a neder against certain food, and then that food gives tam into another food? So another man of Basar, you took a neder from Basar, Mutar Barotav of Akifa. You're allowed to eat liquid gravy and gelled gravy, because even though the gravy has the flavor of the meat, people do not refer to the gravy as meat. Rabbi Yehuda Oseb, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Asr because gravy has the flavor of meat, and tam ki ikr, so since it has the tam of the meat in it, it's as if you're eating the meat itself. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove it to you. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa va'asra alai Rabbi Tar from Beit Samshin Zbash Limo. One time, I had a net that I wasn't allowed to eat a certain piece of meat, and Rabbi Tarfon wouldn't even allow me to eat the eggs that were cooked with the meat. So you see that it includes anything that has the tam of meat. Amr lo l'cham said v'cheina davar. Yeah, Rabbi Tarfon asked the eggs that absorbed the flavor of meat, but Eimasai, when is that true? Bizman shi that's when you say, I'm not going to eat this piece of meat. So when it's about a particular piece of meat, yes, that includes the flavor from that meat as well. If you take another from something and then it gets mixed in with other items, as long as it provides tam, it's going to be aser. However, that's only when the neder is about a specific item of food. So it's not about what we were talking about, where the neder was about meat in general. When it's about meat in general, then it does not include the tam. So when you point to a piece of meat, and the Bar Tanur points out and say, this is asr to me, you have to treat it as a dover asr. You treat it like a behemoth tamea. It's like eating pig. So just as the tam of pig would trafe up your chalent, so the tam of that meat is going to trafe up your food. Mishnah zayin, another min ayin, a person takes a neder from wine, mutzah betavshel sheyesh bo tam yayin. You're allowed to have food that has tam of wine in it. That's like the Tanakama, where we said that the neder does not include the tam. Omer konam yayin zeh she'eni toim. If you say that I will not have this wine, v'nafshel tafshil, and that wine fell into a tafshil, then im yesh bo benasin tam reza aser. As long as it imparts tam into the tafshil, it's going to be aser. Hanodim anavim. If a person takes a neder that asers him from grapes, mutar b'yayin, he's allowed to have the wine because people don't call wine grapes. Mina zesim, and if he takes a neder from olives, mutar b'shem, he's allowed out of oil. Amar konim zesim v'anavim elu she'eni toim. But if he says, I'm not going to have these olives and these grapes, aser ben u'yotzimen, then he's not allowed to have them, nor the juices that come from them, the wine or the oil that comes from them. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we said if a person takes a neder from basar, he's allowed to have the gravy according to the Tanakama, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the gravy has tam basar, and therefore it's aser. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove to you that the neder includes tam, because I once had a neder on meat, and Rabbi Tarfon wouldn't let me have an egg that was cooked with the meat. So the Chum said, yeah, that's because you had a neder on a specific piece of meat. But if you had a neder in general about meat, then it would not include things that have tam in of the meat in them. And similarly, Mishnah Zayin, we said, if a person takes a neder from yayin, he's according to the Tanakama, he's allowed to have a tafshil that has tam yayin in it. But if a person takes a neder from this yayin, then he's not allowed to have a tafshil that it fell into if it's no same tam at all. If a person takes a neder from grapes, he's allowed to have wine. If he takes a neder from olives, he's allowed to have oil. But if he takes a neder from these olives and these grapes, then he's not allowed to have the wine or the oil that emerges from them either. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes.